Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe there's a lot about curling today. But most important, the phone lines are open, so you can give us a call at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. And those numbers are important as it is back to Steve Gilbert against the listeners.
Yep.
In guessing the music's theme this week, and it is a band.
Is it a band?
So you got to guess the band.
Okay.
And you win a free tune-up.
I win a free tune-up?
No.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
You win an old-fashioned plain donut.
I don't like old-fashioned plain
I
donuts.
I do, though.
Oh, okay,
so
I see.
If you don't like it, you can just give it to me, and that'd
okay.
be really nice.
All right.
Two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of air conditioning heating contractor. To this month of March, Women in Construction Month.
There we go.
So
all right.
We would love to have more women in the trades and in the HVAC trade.
Absolutely.
So definitely this month there'll be more talking about that. We should congratulate Juan and everybody at Chorus for the
yes.
great radiothon, 175,000.
Congratulations. That's awesome. Good work.
Yep, thank you guys. A lot of hard work, but
yeah.
we
good,
made it happen for the community.
Work,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, you look tired this morning.
Oh man. Being here since 5 and then leaving at 6:30.
Wow.
You.
Yeah, and then back for us.
What's that?
And back here for us.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Well, that's a passion for radio, right? And the
yeah.
community.
That's my normal day.
Oh,
you know,
my
every day, you
goodness.
Know,
wow.
From 5 to 6. What are you talking about? 5 to 6. You had to live it a couple days this week.
What?
You had to live it a couple of days this
yeah,
week.
But
I don't
what we should do? We should trade. Like, we should
right?
do, like, you guys come work here, do my job, and I'll go do your guys' job.
Cool.
12 hours, and then I'll do it one day, and I'll be like, okay, you guys work too hard. Bye.
The same. It'll be the same for us, right? Yeah. And I don't get up at 5 a.m., so sorry.
Well, I get up at 4.
You get up at 4.
Yeah,
he gets up at
5.
Yeah,
you gotta, like, prepare before, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm here at 5. So.
Yeah, I get up at 5.
I gotta be at the store at 7:30. I'll get up at 7.
Okay.
And he'll arrive 5
minutes away, and I have to wake up an hour. Oh my god!
And he'll arrive at 7:31.
No, not this past week. I didn't. Yeah,
fine.
No, it's all good.
But thank you though. Thank you for the chorus, and yeah, it was fun.
And we're up one in Facebook followers, 807.
Awesome.
We have to do the. We picked winners of the Scotty Tournament of Hearts.
Oh, we did.
You
didn't
picked
we?
Holman. I picked Einarsson.
Drum roll, please.
And yes, Steve, you won.
Thank you.
Rachel did.
Yeah,
win.
But I didn't win the Daytona.
No.
I lost Daytona.
So we're 1-1.
Yeah.
So we're going to have picked a winner of the Briar.
Oh, are we?
But I'll give you a little information.
Oh, okay. So, here's the information.
Because you didn't watch it. Winners last night, Gushue, McEwen.
Who's McEwen playing for this time?
Saskatchewan.
Oh, okay. He's
so
hitting,
hometown.
He's hitting all the provinces.
Because it's
all
in right. Regina.
Okay. All right.
Kevin Cooey lost.
To
Alberta.
Which Alberta team?
Selinski.
So, wow.
So they won.
Wow.
And
okay.
But a Cooey did win.
Jamie.
From
Northwest
Territories.
Awesome.
Okay. Two big games today.
Which are?
Carruthers versus Dunstone at 2 o'clock.
Wow, that's a tough game.
And then Gushue versus McEwen.
That's not so tough. Gushue
at
will,
7 o'clock.
Gushue will crush McEwen.
So who is your, or do you want me to pick first?
I don't know. I'm going to pick, it's time for Maddie Dunstone to win the Canadians. I'm going to pick Dunstone to win the Briar.
That's not fair.
Sorry.
That was my pick.
Sorry. Well, pick again.
Because he was second in London.
I know.
And, yeah, so I had Dunstone.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we're going to agree on this.
Well, maybe.
And who's he going to play in the final?
Gushue.
Okay, and I've got Carruthers. It's going to be a Manitoba final, and it Carruthers against Dunstone.
And who's skipping Carruthers' team?
That'd be Brad Jacobs from Northern Ontario. Yeah. Yeah. Good team. So, good team.
Now, that's not the most important curling event going on. Because Malema is playing, which was on this station, sat right here. You weren't here.
I was doing.
They sat right here. They are in the under 21 junior men's championship, which goes to the Canadians.
That's right.
They are 6-0.
Wow.
One game left. The next closest is 4-2.
Right.
So even if they lose it, they lock up first place.
Good.
And then they'll go into the playoffs. And
what kind of a playoff system is it?
They don't show it on.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yep. Yeah, they don't
so
show
it's
it on
probably not screen. A page system, but I mean, it should be these days, right?
Yep. But we're pretty happy that they are.
And a page system for the listeners, just it allows the team who finished first, if they have a bad game, to still be in it. So one plays two, three plays four. The winner of the 1-2 game goes right to the final and sits, and the loser comes back in and plays again against the 3-4. Correct?
Correct.
Right.
Now, we have one more curling thing to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
But we got to... We have to step away.
Oh, do we have to step away? I'm sure we do, but don't worry. It's not going away, this curling thing we have to talk about.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back. Having trouble there, Steve?
No, I'm not having trouble. I mean, you say it's a band?
Yeah.
Is it that band?
What band?
That's Journey.
Yeah, that's a band.
Okay.
Now, see, I laid one down for you, an easy one today.
Come on. There's more to it than that.
No. It started off as Phil Collins.
Oh, I see.
But I couldn't find four really... good upbeat Phil Collins.
Are you
song?
Kidding me? Yeah. You should have asked me. I could have told you. Yeah.
So
that was an easy one. Yeah. That was an easy one.
Easy.
I feel like if you would have put, I know the order. If you would have put the last one first, he would have had like a bit of trouble.
No,
but this one is well.
No, not with Journey.
Knows.
Yeah, Journey's in my wheelhouse.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So after all these years, would you know that song?
Yes. Yeah. Don't Stop Believing. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
All right.
Well, you're going to have fun because we have four of them.
So, oh,
well,
awesome.
Three now.
Okay, I'm a Journey fan.
So what do you think the next
Steve
song
Perry,
be?
Man. Rocked it.
What would the next songs be?
Let me see.
Let's see how good he is. See if he can get into my head.
I don't want to get into your head.
It's another one really well known.
Is it? Okay. I'm not going to answer.
You're not gonna... Now, this week, I got sick. So Tuesday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, I had to say, hey, I'm not coming to work.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
After waiting like 10 years for this curling match, and I get sick on the day of it.
And Juan, we have not, like, he's been talking about this ever since he found out we were going to play each other. I mean, all.
Oh, so that was the date that you guys were playing.
And it
each
wasn't,
other?
And it's not just me. I mean, everybody at the curling club was expecting, you know, this big match, right? And they were, because he's been chirping about it for I don't know how long, like maybe
a month.
Well, I've been open for like almost 2 years, and I heard you guys talking about it
every day, chirp, 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 right? And so it's kind of funny when I get the text in the morning, I'm thinking.
Yeah. And my team wasn't thinking that when I text them to let them know.
No, I know they weren't too happy with you. No, they weren't happy with you at all. And you know, people, I go to the curling club and we're sitting, and Aaron Squire says, "Where's Peter?" I said, "He called in sick today." Oh, did he? Apparently, he's sick because he's so afraid.
Yeah. Who won?
We crushed them, actually. It was.
But I wasn't there.
It doesn't matter.
I wasn't there.
It was a crushing. They hung it up after five, so they called the game early. Which
when is the rematch?
there probably won't be a rematch. Well, that's the beauty of it.
Well, that's if you go to A, I might stay in B.
Have you seen your record?
Yeah, my record, I moved up like 8 spots.
Anyway, there was when Walker walked in and he says, I said, Peter called in sick today. He said, what? Yes. Yeah, and then he asked me if the bleachers were full, and I said, no full bleachers, no.
Well, they heard I wasn't going to be there.
Oh,
so. Okay, I have a real question here. Okay. Were you actually really, really sick for you not to come?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was throwing up and...
And just to make sure that the story was really believable, he called in sick the next day, too.
Yes, oh, he did.
So
he
took 2 days, yes, just to reinforce. Yeah.
2 days off. That's not normal.
It is not normal. No, it really is not.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope you're feeling better.
Yep.
And I hope that loss doesn't last too long because...
It's going to last a long time.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I've never had the loss. I wasn't there. So it doesn't last long with me. I'm just still waiting for the next time that I get
to
play.
Okay. All right.
Because I had the stick loaded and ready to
fire.
Did you?
You had it all primed up and ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, Hank.
And they moved us to seat 6, too, which was, it was interesting.
Tricky.
Yeah, it was very tricky. Yeah.
But congratulations to Team Walker on your win.
Oh, now, before on the sheet, it was Walker / Gilbert. Now it's just Team Walker now? Okay, yeah. All right.
Now, another curling. Like I said, there's going to be a lot about curling.
Okay. All right.
An Ilderton, London curler.
Yes.
At the World Wheelchair Curling Championships.
Nice.
Mark Idison.
Yep, Mark.
9-6 over Korea.
Nice.
So our first game, Canada wins 9-6.
Perfect. Congratulations, Mark. Keep it rolling.
And there's a couple of good friends over there with them that are the support team. So they are emailing and... You know, we might even be trying to get the World Wheelchair
That'll be exciting. That'll
in
be cool.
London. So we're putting in a bid. So we'll see what happens. It's not a given.
We have to go through the bid process, right?
Yeah, and I've never bid on a world event, so it's a little different than trying to bid on a curling
Canada
event.
Is that done through World Curling Federation?
Yeah.
So it's a different process.
Yeah.
Right. But we still have to be approved by Curl Canada.
Correct. Curl Canada's got to sanction it and say yes.
Yes, you can.
Which we had a call and they've agreed.
Nice.
And then Tourism London will be assisting us to put the bid together.
Oh, very cool.
Maybe I'll retire.
Retire?
Just go and run a curling event.
You know? Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Since I can't beat you. I got to wait another 10 years before I play you again. So.
That'll make me, we'll be old. We'll be old.
You'll be throwing with
the
stick
I might be throwing with a stick then. It'll be a stick off, right? Wow. But you'll have more experience than I will at that point in time.
Yeah. I have a lot of experience.
So you had talked at one point in time, you and three others going in this stick championships. Are you still pursuing that?
No, we didn't sign up.
Okay. That's too bad.
But we're talking of going in the stick doubles.
Oh, okay.
With Laura.
Oh. With Laura?
Yeah. So she said we should sign up. I said I'm good.
So Laura's gonna throw the stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that one, there's no sweeping.
That's right.
One at one end, one at the other end. You throw the rocks down. They throw the rocks back.
That's
no
interesting.
Sweeping. So.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So you never know.
All right.
I might, next year things quiet down a little bit. May have some time.
Right, and when the Can-Am thing? When's that happening?
Month of November.
This November, 2024.
Yep. So Juan, for the whole month, Steve.
You get me, buddy.
Will be running the show.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
What is it? You're going where?
I'm taking 20 curlers. To the United States. We're going to start up in Wisconsin, curl all down through, and we're going to finish in Detroit for 20 days, 2 curling games a day. And the total winning score, so 260, or what was it, 623 to 613. The U.S. won it the last time.
That's fun.
So, yeah, so he's,
bring us with you. We'll do a show from there.
Right? We'll just be traveling on the bus. We'll just be the radio personalities, yes.
Well, I'll call in the middle of the game. Hold it, guys. Got to stop the game. I got to do a radio interview.
I'm here. What was the band?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that'll be fun.
It will be.
That will be.
That'll be an exciting time, right?
Yep. So we're just finalizing the organization and finalizing. We quit by about 5 days. They wanted us to go all the way down to D.C.
Oh, wow.
And finish up in Washington, and we went, hold it. Like, if we stop in Detroit, we can all get on planes and fly home.
Right.
Or drive home, in my case.
Yes.
But so we cut off a few days to make it a little easier to get.
And they were acceptable. They were acceptable to that, were they? Yes.
Yeah, because from Detroit, there was a lot of a day of travel.
Right. It's still a lot of planning, right? To organize all of that, it's huge, right?
Yeah, and get all the clubs on board.
Yes.
And get hotels, and we're going to be in a highway coach. That's how we'll be traveling.
Wow.
And so
that's exciting.
A lot of work to do.
Yeah. Okay, and you've got your 20 curlers?
We have 16.
16.
So we have four more to go, and we've now put it out to the rest of the country. So we had just put it out to the East Coast.
Right, now you're putting
Ontario,
it out to the West as well.
And now it's gone out to the West, Quebec, and Northern
Ontario. Is Galzo still around?
Yeah.
Maybe he can sign up. Maybe, yeah. Maybe he's got
he can play. He can play lead for
those
me.
Those long flowing locks, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you should reach out to, Hackner or Rick Lang, right? The dynamic duo.
Yeah, we could have. We might let them play.
You should, right?
I was thinking the Furby 5
well,
or
you
Furby
could,
4.
Yeah. Furby 2, yeah. I mean, you just bring all those guys out of retirement, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I would get in trouble when they saw the list of players. Oh. Qualifications, world champ, world champ, world champ, world champ. Yeah,
well, it's all about winning.
Yes.
Yes.
It is all about. I am not losing the Lepping Inch Trophy.
Right.
Is not staying in the U.S. for another 4 years.
All right.
And they send me pictures on Thanksgiving with gravy in it.
Nice.
As they're scooping the gravy out of the bowl that's not happening.
Wow. Wow.
Where you got to get it back into Canada where we respect the trophy.
And then you can fill it with maple syrup.
I was going to put Jell-O in it.
No, maple syrup. Actually, maple syrup and scoop it out, put it on our pancakes or waffles. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody's got to clean it up after.
That's okay. I mean, they can clean it up after.
Yeah. they've been having a lot of fun.
I'm sure it sounds like it.
Telling me how they beat us and send me a big pin, the size of a donut that they want me to wear around saying they're the winner.
Like a sheriff?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
Well, you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
You're kind of bopping there.
I like that song.
Yeah, well, that's why you had Journey instead of Phil Collins.
There's nothing, Phil Collins is, there's a lot of great Phil Collins songs.
Okay, well, send me four.
Okay, I'll send you four.
Send me
I will
four.
Do that. And then,
And then I'll guess who the artist is.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, we better get to some heating, air conditioning questions here.
If you want to know, my whole Journey thing was reignited because I watched Glee, right? I used to love watching Glee, and they are all over Journey.
What's Glee?
Well, you've seen Glee before, right?
Glee, yeah, I have watched it.
Yeah, it's a high school. It's a show. It's a show band, right?
Yeah, it's
show
a, choir. It was show choir. A musical TV show.
Yeah,
musical TV show.
Yeah. Like The Voice and AGT. I like all those programs.
Did you watch curling last night?
No, I did not watch curling last night.
You watched Glee.
I did not watch. I didn't watch anything. I actually know.
Yeah. I was watching curling.
So okay.
I'm in, and I picked Dunstone, but you jumped on the bandwagon.
No, we can both pick Dunstone. We're just going to pick who he plays now, you see?
Okay.
It all works.
All right. Well, let's get to the questions.
All right.
What pays the bills?
Yes. Yes, what allows us to do this radio show.
Is it too early to book an air conditioner maintenance?
Wow. Given that it's going to be, what, 17 on Monday? 17 tomorrow? 17 on Monday? Yeah. So, no. I mean, if you don't have it booked, you know, there are people who are proactive and people who are reactive. So the proactive people have already got their maintenances booked, so they're ready to go. And so we'll be starting those actually probably in a couple of weeks. We're going to be starting AC maintenances because you never know what's going to happen in April. April can be a warm month or it can be a cool month. So we have to plan ahead so we can have opportunity for what we call demand service. So when it turns hot, we need to be able to react. So please, if you haven't got your AC maintenance booked, you should do that. And also keep in mind that we need to be getting, if you have an air conditioner cover, we need to be getting ready for that. So you take yours off when? Is yours off yet?
It will be off Monday.
Monday, right, on that warm day. So keep that in mind. If it gets hot and you haven't had an AC maintenance done, that doesn't mean you can't turn on your air conditioner. But, you know, you should probably try it before it turns hot and just make sure it's going to be blowing cold air and the unit outside is running. So just tips and always change your filter, right?
Okay. Now we have the...
What?
Vanessa tip of the day.
Oh, do we? Well, maybe.
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 But...
Hey, this is Vanessa, and you're about to listen to the reminder of the day.
Okay.
But Vanessa is...
She's away.
Got her feet in the sand.
Oh, yeah.
Toes in the water.
Yeah, yeah. Drinking margaritas, whatever she's doing. Yeah,
she
yeah.
FaceTimed me when I was sick.
Did she?
Yeah, sitting with the waves coming in. I'm going, really? Really? I'm sitting here sick, and you're FaceTiming me on a beach.
Right.
But I guess this is a Steve Gilbert reminder of the day.
Yeah, and you just reminded me this morning or when we were sitting here. Yeah. What's
no, I did remind you earlier in
you
the
did.
Week.
Yes, and I said I got it. Don't worry, I'll do that.
Yeah.
So under pressure, I'm gonna say we are in springtime. So in springtime it's also very, very important because there's, you know, as we have our winter thaw, people who have sump pumps in some pits, it's very important that they get looked at as well. So although we don't do that, it's important that sump pit get cleaned out because sometimes there'll be debris and stuff in there. So it's important to make sure that is running properly. And don't be surprised because when we get that winter thaw and all of a sudden the groundwater starts rising and your sump pump starts to work, it's very important that you have that ready to go. So that is my tip of the day.
And if your sump pump runs a lot,
right?
Should you have a backup?
Absolutely, always. Yes.
Battery or water jet?
Well, I guess it depends where you are in the world. If you're on a rural route, so if you live on a farm, you're going to want battery. But if you are in a town, in the city, you can use what we call the water jet, which is it uses city water to create a Venturi effect to help siphon that water out in case of your sump pump, your primary pump failing. But get the water jet with the alarm. And the reason for that is if you may not know which pump is running. And if your water jet's running, when you get your water bill, you'll be gasping because it'll be so high. So get the one, at least you know that your backup pump is running and you know that you have to address your primary.
Right. That annoying alarm.
That annoying alarm,
that's
yes.
That's telling you this is costing you money.
Yes.
Get the regular
get your primary
pump
fixed, yes.
So there you go. Yeah. Well, thank you, Vanessa Steve. Glad you did that.
Okay.
Next time you'll listen to me to maybe send it the day I ask.
Right, yes. Yeah. You then you've got it right there, yes.
Because I think that was Monday because I was sick Tuesday, Wednesday.
And then on Thursday
was
you
busy.
Said...
And then it was like 6 o'clock last night when I sent the songs in.
Oh, wow.
And I was going, well, Steve never gave me his reminder of the day.
Yes. So, there you go.
I was still at the station when you sent it, actually.
Yeah. Right? You're thinking, what's wrong with Peter? He hasn't sent in his song choices yet.
Yeah. Well, I normally I do this all Monday, first thing.
Yes.
But
it's true. You were thinking more about the curling game than you were about doing the radio show.
Yeah, it made me throw up. Oh. I was thinking so much about the curling game. Now, we've been getting a lot of calls about humidity being up and down.
Yes.
So, like, today would be a high humidity day with the fog and the mist and everything going on.
Yeah, so what people don't understand is that little anomaly we had last week when it, you know, it started off at 12. When you woke up in the morning, it was 12 degrees outside. And then by 5 o'clock, the temperature had plummeted to minus 7. I mean, that's crazy. But what happens is that affects the house, too. So your humidity level's kind of ticking along and things are okay. And then all of a sudden we get a cold snap like that that drops the temperature really rapidly. Your humidity in the house is going to drop rapidly as well. And we had some calls on that, and I was trying to explain to people, when it drops cold like that, it just starts sucking the moisture out of the house because it happens that quick. And, I mean, dehumidification happens quickly. Adding humidity back into an environment is more difficult.
And that's why upkeep on humidifiers are important.
Yes, Juan, right? Upkeep on humidifiers, right, man?
It could leak.
Yep.
Yeah, because they leak.
They leak so much, and then your wife calls you, and then she says, clean the basement.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Now, you got some calls this week because you've been, you know, you had to replace Vanessa.
Yes.
On Monday.
Yes.
And you had to replace Peter and Vanessa.
Yes.
On Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's right. And you, when you came in on Thursday, you said, so, how was it? And I said, one person can't, I mean, this is crazy because the phone's ringing, deliveries are at the back, guys are calling out in the field. There's a lot going on. So, you really need that second person.
So did I hear that you're appreciating Vanessa and Peter?
I've always appreciated what you two do. Yeah. I mean, always. I mean,
Cue this so I can play
I'll send you a clip.
Okay.
I guess you just take things for granted sometimes, and you just think that, you know, the machine is running and everything is fine, except when, you know, maybe we need a little more grease in the wheel. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Steve.
You're welcome. Yes.
I'll make sure Vanessa knows that when she walks through.
I'm sure you will both be, yes, just grateful that I get to work with such a great team.
Well, she says she's FaceTime, and then all of a sudden she goes, are you at home? I said, what, you don't see any yellow in the background?
Yes.
And she goes, where are you at home? I said, well, I've been sick the last 2 days. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, we had some stuff come in because the guys were selling some stuff, and I did my best to follow your process and get things staged properly. And it's just, It's not like you can just run away from the phone and go do that. You kind of just, you make time to do it. It's interesting. Yes.
Yeah. You end up working till 6 at night.
Yeah.
You know, a long time.
You do. Yeah.
I left at 6:30 last night, just so you know.
Thank you. All right.
Kits are done.
Perfect. Perfect. It's a good world.
Yeah, it is.
It's all about teamwork. That's
it,
what
is,
it is.
Absolutely, Juan. It's all about teamwork. Yes.
There's a lot of people think they can alone, but
oh no,
so much better to work with people that work with you.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have processes in place, and you appreciate those processes when typically your team is not all there. So it works.
No, but good that you took 3 jobs. It's so hard.
Yes.
So hard to do it.
Yeah. Thanks,
Juan. Peter,
can you show what he does? Can you grab that clip, too, please?
Yeah, as my mouth dropped, you know. So. You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates. And Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we'll be right back.
Boy, good song choices there, Mr. Inch. Awesome.
Well,
thank you.
I have to be honest. All the songs I had picked
yes.
to play this week,
yes.
like We Are the Champions.
Oh.
I had to scrap all those songs, you know.
Wow.
They're going in the Hall of Fame, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Now everything makes
sense.
Now
it's like, yes, right?
At 6:30. He's now trying to think, oh, my God, what do I put now?
Yeah, better give him an easy one, you know. So.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'll just save that for another 10 years.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
It would have been, what is the theme of this?
Oh, yeah.
Peter
yeah.
beating Steve in curling.
Yes, that's exactly.
That's what the theme would have been, but didn't happen, so had to pivot, change it.
Wow. All right.
So, all right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
So back to the questions.
You can play that song, though, to end one, if you like. We Are the Champions.
Oh, though.
Yeah. Do we fix boilers? You know, your arm's sore from patting you on the back there, Steve, I know, but do we repair boilers?
So, I mean, boilers, hot water, heat, yeah, gas boilers, we repair them. We can install new ones. So that's part, we call it, it's still a furnace, even though it's a hot water boiler, we still refer to it as a furnace. So, and people, funny, they refer to it as a furnace as well, even though it's a boiler. And I mean, these days, your boiler can do a lot of things. So they've really, we were talking about it earlier in the show, just about hot water. Some people have in-floor heating with hot water. Some people have in-floor driveway heat, which, you know, so they don't have to shovel snow. So hot water can be used to do many things. And the boiler today can also do your domestic hot water. So one boiler, we call it a combi. Provides heat for the house, but it also can provide all your domestic hot water use as well. So in one device, you get rid of that tank, and maybe it's a rental tank that you can get rid of. So we'll take that tank back to Reliance for you or Intercare, and then we put this boiler in, and there we go. We can run your heat and run your domestic hot water. It's kind of cool.
Now, do we do the water side of it?
Just depends. If it's a residential boiler, yes. If it's a commercial boiler, we do not do the water side.
So yes. We bring in experts to
yes,
help us with
yes.
that.
On the commercial side of things, always, yes.
Now, is another question, is fireplace maintenance is really needed?
It's a good question. I mean, you probably, when you've got that gas fireplace that you've had for a while and you just don't think about it, you know, when it gets cold outside, you snap it on or whatever. You probably haven't realized that the glass is slowly, slowly, slowly getting dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. So I remember I walked into a friend's house one time and the fireplace, the whole glass was just milky white. And I said, you use your fireplace a lot. Yeah, we use it all the time. I said, so wouldn't it be nice to see the flame again? Well, you could do that? I said, yes. We can send a person over here and they will get that thing looking like it was brand new. And so, and it's funny because after the maintenance, you know, customers typically say, so you put the glass back in, right? Because it can be that clean. So, yeah, important to get a maintenance done, just not only for the appearance of the fireplace, but for safety reasons as well, because it's a gas appliance. So if there's a gas appliance in your house, it actually says in the code book that it's supposed to be maintained annually. So that's once a year. Gas appliances, whether that's a fireplace, furnace, water heater, it needs to be maintained annually.
And can you do that? Like if I was out servicing the air conditioner, can I do the fireplace at the same time?
Yeah, as long as we know that and we give our technicians enough time. So we would book a double, so two. So they're there to do two appliances. What we don't do is, you know, don't drop that bomb on him when he's there and he's got a full day and he says, oh, can you do my fireplace as well? Because sometimes we can't. I mean, sometimes we can, but he has got to call in and ask for extra time. It just depends on what his day looks like. But we're coming into a very busy season and we typically can't just add those spots on immediately. So we need a little bit of pre-planning.
Now, when I buy a new furnace air conditioner, can I include the maintenances in when I buy it and pay for them?
Absolutely, you can. So you can prepay for your maintenances, and what that does a lot of things for you. That really kind of inflation proofs you because, you know, we're in the service business. prices have not gone down. They keep going up. So you can protect yourself from inflation by prepaying for plans and locking in costs. So that's always an advantage for you.
And we have on our website our prices for our, what we call our inch protect.
Right.
Inch maintenance and our ultimate protection.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And there's one, two, or three, which is pieces of equipment.
Yes, that's correct.
So one piece would be a furnace or an air conditioner.
Yes.
Or an HRV.
Yeah.
Or a fireplace. Two can be any combination of those.
Yes.
And three could be any combination of those.
That's correct.
So it could be furnace, air conditioner, fireplace.
Yes.
That's one. And our prices are right on there.
Yeah.
And I should just, you just talk there for a minute,
sure.
Steve. Try to entertain, you know.
Entertain, yes. We also had we still have this thing that sometimes when you call our number, depending what you're calling from, you'll be told that it's going to be long distance. We've had people call about that. Why am I calling long distance? Because you're in London. And I simply just say because that 519 number, unfortunately, is routed through Brantford. When we set up the company in the beginning, they didn't tell us that 519 number was. So that's an ongoing question that people have. But if you use your cell phone, you call that number and everything works great. Or we do have another number for people as well.
So I want to read a couple of these.
Sure.
Google reviews.
Yes, please.
That we got. Five star. Says, excellent service from Adam and Brandon installing our heat pump. That was from Bob and Sandy. And one from Michael said, in short, this is the company you want to take care of your home HVAC needs.
Nice.
We had a broken furnace in the middle of February and called Peter Inch based on the advertising at the St. Thomas Curling Club.
Nice.
To get a competitive quote, Murray came to do a sales call. I was very impressed with how he made no assumptions, provided latitude and sensibility load calculations, sent me a thorough quote, and was available to answer any questions or concern. Our install was scheduled promptly for a new furnace and heat pump. The installers, Brandon and Adam, plus one more, forgot his name, called ahead, kept me informed at every step, were clean and efficient, did a great job. What was supposed to be a two-day, they were done in one. The new units are amazingly silent, and even though their quote was slightly above the main competitor, I had absolute confidence in the workmanship and value I was getting. Do not overlook the company if you're in the market for home heating and cooling. I was very impressed and appreciation of my experience.
Awesome. That's nice.
That was from Michael. So we appreciate just a couple, you know.
Yeah.
You can go on there and look.
Yes.
It is amazing. You know, people say, well, how do you have five stars, 269 of them?
Right.
And that is just because of what our guys do out in the field to make it.
They take their time and they respect your home and you, and they ask a lot of questions. They don't just make assumptions when you're in your home, so they involve the customer as well. And really, that's just you're getting that service from the time you make the phone call till the time that we finish up.
And now when everybody calls in, instead of saying, can I talk to Vanessa, they're going to say, can I talk to Steve? Is that how that's
going to work? I think that when Vanessa comes back, the customers are going to be just as happy talking with her. So
you think
I know so. Yes, I do.
No, she's very good. Like she said, I think I was listening last week.
She
said, I look after the customers, and that is her job, and that's what she takes great pride in making sure that
she sure does.
They're looked after.
Yes. Yep.
But hopefully she had a week away to forget about us all
and
enjoy her
time.
Because when she gets back on Tuesday, it's going to be a lot of work to get done.
Yes, so she's got some stuff to catch up on, yes.
Well, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows by going to peterinch.ca and hitting our podcast button at the top of the homepage. Remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
I just got to say before we play it, I'm sorry, Peter.
And we'll
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.